It's tech. It's time for some tech talk. You know, we're getting close to the time where people start thinking about the holiday gifts and maybe some gadgets and things, and there's always something new. Names of products that we don't understand, so we go to Kat Schwartz, our high-tech mommy, to help us. Help us, mommy. We don't understand any of these technical things. Good morning. So what is new out there for 2014? What are the things people are talking about or things that maybe have become into our price range now that we can enjoy?
Sure. Well, I mean, to that point, tech gadgets are everywhere, and people want them, and prices are coming down. So let's start with a gadget that is two in one. It's the Intel-powered Microsoft Surface tablet. Do you remember the commercials where people were dancing around and breaking their computers in half, but actually it was like this cool tablet with a keypad?
Absolutely. They were doing cartwheels with a computer.
Yes. Well, that is the gadget that I have in front of me. It has a beautiful red keyboard, a nice big screen. This is the Intel Surface from Microsoft. Now, it's thin, right? And you'd think, like, well, it's so thin, it's so little. How long is the battery life? It's 9 hours. And to me, that is enough time to get me where I need to go during the holidays with the battery life on my computer. So that's awesome. Because it has an Intel Core processor, it really gives you all the horsepower that you need when you're a student or if you're a business person. This is really it's a really hot little machine. So I definitely want one of those. Now, do either of you want a new phone this holiday?
Well, Craig just got a new
phone. I just got one. What am I missing out on?
Okay, well, you are definitely missing out if you did not get Amazon's Fire Phone. This phone is not only really cool looking, and it has, like, this awesome screen with beautiful graphics, but it also comes with a year of Amazon Prime benefits. So that's free two-day shipping, also access to all their free videos and movies and television shows. Everything that you get with Amazon Prime is, like, packed into this phone. It's 99 cents with a two-year contract, so that's definitely affordable. It also comes with 32 gigabytes of onboard storage, but if that's not enough, then it comes with unlimited photo cloud storage as well. It also has this button on it called the Mayday button, 24-hour, 7 days a week tech support on the phone. So Amazon is kicking butt with their Fire Phone. Now, I am a single mom. I have lots of people that help me take care of my son and my dog. So I don't want to give out a key to every person in my life. So I've looked at this awesome gadget from Schlage. It's their Touch. And what that means is that it's actually a way to give people keyless entry to your house. So it comes with a keypad on top of the handle. And you can program up to 19 different codes in this door handle. So I love that because, again, I don't need to give out a key to my mom and to my mother-in-law and to the dog walker. I can just program a code, and even to my son, and he can walk up to the door, put the code in, and get in my house.
Then your mother can call you on your Amazon Fire and say, what was that code again? 2544? 4x2?
I know. So, and what about you guys? Any tech gadgets in your future for holiday?
Well, I'm looking for a better way to watch television and get more out of my experience, being able to record shows or maybe see things without so much the expense of maybe a lot of these other satellite services and things.
Right. Well, yeah, and definitely for those, I like to look at one of those big, huge, fat televisions. That's what I would say. Spring for it. Get yourself a nice, big, fat TV, and then worry about what you're going to put on it after.
Our guest today is Kat Schwartz, the high-tech mommy. What other things are you hoping for? A lot of times they probably send you some of these things so you get to sample mm-hmm. them. What are some of the things that you think are even maybe beyond our reach at the moment? Anything that you see?
Well, I mean, I want a new Mercedes. So that's really what I want. There's a lot of tech that comes along in some of these new cars. I know that that's dreaming big, but I've done my research, and I want the new Mercedes, the CLA 250. So that's what I want.
Wow. So there's a lot of technology, obviously, that goes into most things in our life. What about things that we can use maybe to help save us money? Any technology involved in making our house a little smarter that you can think of?
Well, I mean, I would definitely say that if you're looking to turn your house into a smarter home, there's no need to go through one of these really expensive services that does that, you know, goes into your house and computerizes everything. The company that I just mentioned before, Schlage, I've worked with them in the past, and they make home automation extremely inexpensive. If you go onto their website, you'll see they have everything from, like I was saying, the keyless entries to the devices that control all of the locks in your house and the lights in your house. So just look for the home automation, the personal setup, not a system where they come into your house for you. And set it up yourself. It's really not that hard, and you can control everything from your phone.
What about buying things? Where do I go to buy a lot of these different things?
Well, okay, so if you go to Amazon, that's definitely where I like to go to comparison shop, because although they have a lot of their own gadgets, when you go through and you can look at the different vendors, definitely do your research, see who you like based on reviews. But, I mean, that's what I do all day long, because you can comparison shop right there on the website. And with Amazon Prime, it's free two-day shipping all year long. I mean, I order everything from there, all the way from the toilet paper in my house, the shampoo. Everything now comes through Amazon in my entire life. So that's where I go. I definitely think if you haven't switched over to buying everything online, that's the first place that you should go.
By the way, that thing on the Amazon, is that a smile face or is that an arrow? What is that thing that shows up on the box every time I get an Amazon box?
That is a smile. That's the smile that you can make on your keyboard. That's been one of their iconic signs since the beginning, and I love that they've stuck with it. And it makes me smile every time I look at it, so that's how I interpret it.
I come home and there's a smile on my porch. That's
not
a bad thing. Kat Schwartz, our guest this morning, High Tech Mom. If people want to find out more about what you do and some of the things we talked about today, where's a good place for that?
Sure, they go to High Tech Mommy with an H-I.
Sounds very good. Kat, thanks for sharing the time with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.